Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
I'm Delaney from Oklahoma City, and I'm so grateful and thankful for my health today. By walking every day and eating delicious, healthy meals for the last year and a half, I've made it halfway to my health goals. One thing I've learned throughout this journey is that being healthy is anything but boring. This life is not about making sacrifices. It's about finding healthy replacements that you love and that make you feel good.
Learn how to live healthy your way at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSEP.
LivestockMarket.com puts you in control when buying or selling commercial livestock, seed stock, or show stock. The easy-to-use online platform at LivestockMarket.com offers private treaty, online auction, and live auction internet bidding. Animals are sold before they ever leave your place. And with LivestockMarket.com, there's no middleman. Buyers connect directly with livestock and hay producers. There's no easier way to find buyers for cattle, sheep, goats, pigs, and hay. Sell on your terms today with LivestockMarket.com.
Well, a brand new year means exciting new things for all the folks at Ag in the Classroom. I sat down with Melody Blosser to talk about something brand new called the Seed Survivor Mobile Classroom and more.
But we have a couple of brand new things coming up, and one of those is the Seed Survivor Mobile Classroom coming to us from Nutrien. And we're really excited. It's going to be in central Oklahoma and in western Oklahoma, because that's where Nutrien has a presence. And so we're still in the process of reaching out to classrooms and inviting them to participate. It'll start in the last part of January, go until March. But something that we do need is we need help, and it's a paid help. Nutrien will pay that. And so we need some people, maybe retired educators, maybe 4-H extension educators, that would like to go out and provide this presentation for that Seed Survivor Mobile Classroom. And so it's a free program, so it doesn't cost the schools anything, and it teaches elementary students about plants and the importance of agriculture. And so it's a little one-hour program primarily designed for third and fourth grade students. But we need some help. So if you have listeners that are retired educators, or maybe they're not even they weren't a formal educator, but they like working with kids, they can reach out to one of us, and we will get that information for them to get the training and all the details that they would need.
For more information about Ag in the Classroom and hear all the good stuff we talked about with Miss Melody, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, if you haven't been to the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds, you may not have seen the progress that's being made on the new arena. The Jim Norick Arena, affectionately called the Big House, will be taken down starting in May after 55 years of service at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds. I had the opportunity to play at the Big House a couple of times. Being a Canute ball player, we made it to the state championships a few times back in my day. They've had the national finals, rodeos, cattle and horse shows, high school sports, Disney on Ice, all memory-making parts of the history of this arena that was, when built, the largest indoor facility in Oklahoma City until they made the Myriad Convention Center. Our own Ron Hayes had the chance to tour the Coliseum that will be replacing the Jim Norick this year. The OG&E Coliseum stands right up against the old arena. That's expected to start hosting things in June of this year. The last functions in Jim Norick will be done by May the 1st, with the work to demolish the building starting soon after. A multi-purpose connector building will take the spot where the Norick now stands to provide access from the barns into the new Coliseum. To see all the latest pictures inside, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com.
Rural Oklahoma entrepreneurs and innovators looking to grow their businesses and develop their ideas are invited to attend the Northwest Oklahoma Small Business Resource Conference, March 31st, at Northwest Technology Center in Fairview. Hosted by a collaboration of rural business resource providers, the conference will feature everything you need to succeed. From breakout sessions to our trade show, the conference will put Oklahoma's world-class business resources at your fingertips. Visit LaunchRuralOK.com to register today.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.